You're listening to Can I Get Witness by Ignite Ministry Global. Please note that the views expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not represent the views of WAPN and WAPB. The content provided is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to seek appropriate guidance for any specific concerns. WAPN and WAPB and its hosts are not liable for any actions taken based on the information provided on this show. Thank you for tuning in.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Can I Get a Witness? I'm Christina Amos. This is my husband, Jesse Amos. And we are back for another week, another hot seat topic. This one is going to be really fun, hopefully. Not too much kickback
just
on
it. Read down. I mean, that's what we do. We make people mad, apparently. We won't get into why I'm saying that, but...
We're so glad you guys are on with us tonight. Make sure you're smashing the like button, comment, subscribe, be a part of the conversation. Make sure you're telling people about the podcast. Message us. Let us know if there's something specific that you want to talk about, because we would love to talk about it with you. So make sure you share. We have done some pretty awesome things this week, and I've also had a really challenging week.
Yeah,
this week for me personally.
I get it,
man.
It's been hard for all of us.
It's been rough. But in case you haven't seen it yet, the title of this week's podcast is Christians in Politics.
Dun dun dun.
Yes.
You may be one of those people who disagree that we should have nothing to do with politics, that God is in control of everything, and we should butt our head out.
Yeah.
Because
don't talk about it, because people get mad.
Jesus didn't get involved.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily true.
Hey, listen, I'm going to say, I'm like full 100% transparency. Before we got involved in this project, like, I was kind of one of those people. Like, yeah. I knew it was important that I go and vote, you know? I felt like I needed...
Yeah, well, why vote and not get involved further?
To be a part, but, like, didn't really talk about it as far as, like, with other Christians. And, like, I didn't feel mandated. But I have to say, like, after we got to meet the awesome, amazing people with the Capitol Project... Thank you, Pastor Bobby Smith, for the invite last year where we got to go for the first time. But Kevin and Tracy Baird, who are amazing people, they invited us to be a part of the Capitol Project. And for those of you guys who have never heard of the Capitol Project, it's a group of pastors. You know, they want more and more and more pastors to be involved, but it's pastors that get together. We go down to the Capitol and we get to pray for our representatives. Amen. Like our House representatives. And
so
it's
good.
Really awesome to be able to get in the room and pray for these people and get to see how many of the politicians that we have there at the Capitol are actually like God-fearing, Bible-believing Christians. I mean, some of them are even pastors. Like some of them are even pastoring churches.
Yeah, which is awesome. Actually, we have some video, which is really cool, that we're going to play on later in the episode. So stay tuned of a couple people that are pastoring churches, in one of which in this area, and one of which, you know, I didn't know, but man, he's such an eloquent speaker and a powerful man of God. I wish I had time to get to know him better before this episode, and maybe we'll just have to bring him on an episode.
Hey, listen, we have talked to him about that, though. He said he would, if he could, he would come on. He would have no problem with coming on. So hopefully in the future, we will be able to get him on. Unfortunately, he's
I think
had
we're
going to really
just start a whole nother podcast, maybe outside of this one,
just for political.
Well, maybe just political, or maybe just interviews. You know, because there's so many people we want to interview.
I know,
and sometimes like topics that we like to rant about don't make for a good interview.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, but so we'll just start another podcast because that would lead into Ignite TV.
That's true. Well, apart from that, because that was Monday and Tuesday of last week,
Yep.
Was with the Capital Project. We were in Tallahassee, which we will talk about more. But then we came home, and I came home really sick. Like,
yeah, doggy dog sick.
Yeah, like super, like kind of. I mean, I would say it was the flu, but I don't really know exactly when it was. But
it wasn't COVID. I'll tell you that
it wasn't COVID. But
are we getting canceled because we said the word COVID? Don't tell Facebook me. Just shut us down.
I know. See, and you can't even like bleep it out, you know, because beep. We're live.
I should get a beep button. I only have one.
No, because but then people will just think that we're cussing probably if you beeped it out.
This Christian cussing? Uh-oh, that's another episode.
Oh, my
Oh, gosh.
That's a topic right there.
Hot topic.
On yourself. But praise, though, to my husband because I literally could not get out of bed at all on Wednesday. I was so sick, like fever, chills, body aches all over, like not good. And my dear sweet hubby stayed home and took care of me, took JD to school and everything.
I get stars, guys.
He does.
I got stars.
He got tons of points for taking care of me. I feel a million times better. Now, still, I feel like I got a little like sinusy kind of thing going on, yeah. But hey, listen, that's pretty good. So, yeah, so feeling much better. But we also, Jesse, did something really cool Friday night. Was it Friday night? No, Saturday night. Saturday night.
Yes, we did.
We got to do something really cool.
You know what's really sad is I did not prepare to have video, but I can play that video.
That's true.
Should we just
like
play
a little,
now?
Like a little snip?
Light a little fire?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how good it's going to look, guys. So you're going to have to forgive me for my lack of preparation on this fact, because now I have to like go.
Okay. You want me to say what it is while you get it up? While you find it?
Yeah. Go for it.
We were invited by some friends of ours to go to Orlando Saturday night, where they have like a pop-up Christian nightclub. Now, for those of you guys who were back in the world years ago, like when my husband and I were younger and we were in the world, like we enjoyed going to the club and we would dance. And that is not something that we've obviously done since we went all in for Jesus. But it is kind of something that we missed, like the whole hype of the club, dancing all night, you know, like that is so much fun. And so we were told about this pop-up club called Joyful Noise.
Oh, yeah.
And
check it out.
It's in Orlando.
There's a group.
There's our group right there. Oh, my goodness. So awesome. We actually don't know all of those people, but we do know some of those people.
Oh, we know some.
We know some of them. We don't know all of them because
I got to know a couple of them.
They invited like several of us, but
yeah, it was a large group. We were a large group there in Orlando.
Yeah.
Which was pretty big deal.
But Jennifer and Colby Caldwell, who own the porch, they're the ones that invited us to go.
Yeah.
So stay tuned, though, because there is actually going to be some news from that, which we're not going to probably talk about today.
No, but we're excited talk that there could future. Be a one coming to Daytona. Let's just say that.
Yeah. So it was called Joyful Noise. We went there. Like I said, it's a once-a-month Christian nightclub, and it's a pop-up, and we had so much
All right, you ready?
Fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Show a little yeah. snip.
All
Jess.
Right. Hold on. We gotta do it right. I think it might be playing. I don't know. I can't hear it.
Doom, doom, doom. Yeah, I don't know if they can hear it or not, but
here you go.
Look.
Oh, yeah.
There's me.
It was good.
Right? All clean, wholesome, like Christian music, no drinking, no bad language, just everybody just getting hyped for Jesus is really what it was about. It was just getting hyped for Jesus. It was so fun. Oh my goodness. So we had a lot of fun. So that was Saturday night. We got to go out to that Christian nightclub. And yeah. Man, we had a good time. So we had some good things, and I had some hard things. You know, ministry is challenging too. If I could encourage all of you guys, when it comes to ministry, like if you're in ministry, if you're in a church or you're just working within an organization, like communication is so important. Communicate with each other. You know, don't be afraid to say things when things need to be said. Don't be afraid to encourage people. Really, we need to encourage people in what we're all doing. And, you know, just make sure that you're loving on each other. But anyways, so, Jesse.
Hold on. I gotta play this one clip if I can find it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Here we go.
Is it from the
I posted a reel. So, go and like this reel. It's pretty legit. Too legit to quit.
Okay. Well, show us.
It's not playing.
Just kidding. Here it is.
There we go.
So, that's the DJ there.
We're going to just get to it. Look, DJ Bryson, boy, he put that on. He did such a good job. He hyped the crowd up. He kept it going. It was exciting. It was fun. I think God was glorified. I think people worshiped the Lord during that time. You know, I believe that. And I think God's okay with us not just worshiping him and just being in a atmosphere of fun and God moved.
You know? Yeah, no, I think we need more of this. You know, a lot of people think that Christians are like, they're stuffy. We don't know how to have any fun. It's like as soon as you say yes to Jesus, you become this like old, boring person who just like goes to church and goes home and is like, don't you do that. Don't you do this. Don't you do that. You know, and it's that really is like the mentality of the world to Christian people. And that's not the way it is at all. Like we love Jesus, yes, but we want to have fun. We want to sing. We want to dance. We want to shout. We want to play games. We want to hang out. We want to, you know, love on people and laugh and joke and do all of those things, the same things that they do. We just do it in a cleaner way.
Where God is glorified.
Where God is glorified. Yeah.
And that's the key.
That's the key.
We want to glorify God in all that we do.
In all that we do, yeah.
Come on. And that's why we should get into politics.
Yes. Yes.
So guys, if you are anti-politics, maybe you're not called to politics, the arena of politics, you need to somehow, I believe, reach the seven mountains. Okay? And politics is one of them. Our government, our civil leaders need your help. They need you. They need you to support them. They need you to support policy that is God-honoring. I do believe that we in Florida are blessed because we have totally wiped out so much of the junk. Now, there's a couple that got put down during our understanding of what was going on, and that was hard for a lot of people because they worked a long time on those bills and they don't get passed. And those don't get passed because our House representatives don't believe in them. And they don't, and sometimes it's wording. So like, because of one of the big ones that got put down was because it was ambiguous, the terminology. And so we have to learn to be on point and use the Spirit of God to really give us direction on those things. Now, we had an amazing time there, and I got to speak with a couple people, and I want to share a couple of those videos. So stay tuned here.
And while you're queuing that up.
I'm already queued.
Oh, you're already queued. I was going to say, like, because I was saying kind of a minute ago about how I wasn't really into the whole political thing.
Yeah.
But the first night you go to Tallahassee with the Capitol Project, you have dinner with everybody, right? And they do a whole presentation of the Capitol Project and the people, the leaders that are within it. And that's okay. And so they have like a whole presentation of why the Capitol Project came, like why it came to exist and why we should be involved in politics.
Well, let's just hear from Kevin Beard, like right now, who will tell us all about that.
It really inspired me. He completely changed my whole mind and viewpoint on being involved in politics as a Christian. So
cue it up.
Kevin Beard, and we just got done with an incredible Florida Capitol Project today with pastors coming in from different locations around Florida, specifically for the purpose of connecting with their elected civic leaders. We believe that it is critical that pastors develop these relationships with their civic leaders. And the reason we believe that's important is because it's a biblical template. In ancient Israel, civic leaders would meet with spiritual leaders. In fact, there wasn't much difference between the two in ancient Israel, but they would gather at the gate of the city and they would begin to have conversations and discussions. And more importantly, they would begin to ask themselves the question, what would God have us do in order to benefit and to bless the residents or the citizens of this area that we're giving oversight to? Well, we believe here in Tallahassee at the state capitol, we are literally at the gate of our state. And we believe that the elders and the shepherds and the pastors of the Church of Florida need to come to Tallahassee and be a part of what we call the Florida Capitol Project, where we facilitate these connections in order that these conversations can begin to take place. Now, this is not politics as usual. I understand the minute you say government and politics, people think, oh, it's poisonous. I don't want to even be a part of that. But hear me when I say this. We're not leading with a partisan platform. We're not coming as a political party, but we're inviting pastors to come and lead with the gospel. We're not asking them to be public policy experts. We're asking them just to come and do what their calling actually does and come to the civic mission field and minister to those that God deems out of Romans 13 as ministers as well. And they come for three specific purposes. Number one is we pray for them. 1 Timothy chapter 2, we're to pray for all those in authority. And so we want to pray and we want to treat them as human beings and people for whom Christ died. And, you know, when you pray for somebody, it's amazing how hearts can melt and conversations can start. Number two is we try to find ways to build partnerships. Partnership is so important. There are ways
the church needs to partner more with each other.
Work together in order to help the residents of this state, to bless people, to enhance their life, to do things for benevolence, compassion, all sorts of ways that we could actually work together and do something great in people's lives. And then, of course, thirdly, no surprise, we would have some input into public policy decisions. We believe righteousness exalts a nation, sin is a reproach to any people. So we feel like pastors in the church have a place and a voice in this space in order to articulate our values, because we believe that at the end of the day, God's ways always work best. And so we want a place at that table. We want to come into this space, a heart full of love, compassion, as well as zeal for the Lord. And we're just honored to be able to host, I can say now, after 6 years, hundreds of pastors coming to the state capitol. And so we're excited to continue to do this. It's almost the end of 2024. We're going to get turned around to do it again in 2025. And so if you run across this video, we just encourage you, if you're a pastor, to contact us at floridacapitalproject.org. That's capital now with an O in it. Remember that, floridacapitalproject.org. And you'll get to contact me directly. I would love to communicate with you and get you plugged in. God bless.
Amen. That man is so awesome. And his wife is like, she's like one of the most contagiously happy people.
Contagious person.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Like as soon as you get around her, because she's just like such a little fireball.
Love it.
Yeah. She's got like all this energy and she like keeps everything going. Now she wasn't feeling real well this trip. Mm-hmm. But I remember last year, boy, she was like on it. Like, we got to go here. We got to go here. We got to go here. But man, what an incredible experience that we had, because God ordained government.
Amen. All government was ordained by God.
And he started all of it from the very beginning. So, you know, why do we feel like we're not supposed to be involved? You know, like I'm trying to think back, like, why did I really feel like it? Maybe I felt like I couldn't do anything, you know, like
maybe
my vote is my one little vote doesn't count.
Right.
But through this experience, I realized No, there's a lot we can do.
There's a lot we can do.
And this opportunity, I think, is really huge. And I hope we can go back every year. I mean, I hope we can connect more with our, you know, representatives throughout the year instead Amen. Of just with Capital Project.
Well, that's the thing. And Capital Project is amazing because it really is empowering pastors to get a vision for being involved. You should invite your pastor to this thing they have no idea about. If you're one of the people yeah. that are out there that are seeing this, you might be like, I'm not a leader of my church. I'm not a pastor. I have no, you know, I don't know if I should get involved with Florida Capital Project because that's not who they're trying to reach, but you should get maybe involved in other ways. And we got some amazing politicians who are going to speak to you about how you can get involved in a few minutes. But I just encourage every pastor, if you're listening, that you should somehow be involved in politics with, like Kevin was saying, you're pastoring people in the civil government, mm-hmm. the civil arena. Mm-hmm. Find somebody in the civil arena that you can encourage, and maybe it's just to pray for. You know, we have a National Day of Prayer coming up.
Yeah.
The reason that is so important is that we are reaching those civil government leaders and teachers, and there's so many people that need the church, and we don't use our reach. We don't use our light doesn't shine into these dark areas, and it needs it.
Right. Yeah. And I'm glad you said that too, because there's another ministry we don't have a clip or anything of him, but he's part of the Capital Project, but he's also part of a ministry called Salt and Light Ministries. His name is Barry. Oh, I wish yeah. I recalled his last name right now at the very moment, but I don't. Super, super nice guy, but he's very, very involved. He's one of the leaders of Capital Project as well with Kevin and Tracy. And, out of his church, he has a ministry called Salt and Light, and they actually provide a lot of resources for churches all over the state of Florida and help them to make wise decisions on political parties biblically and give you resources on how right. to learn more about their political leaders and getting people involved, encouraging people to get out there and vote and get involved. And so that's another one too, like if your church wants to get plugged in
yeah.
and have some resources.
They have some great resources and tools, and they have a yeah. system that's already in place that they enjoy, they like, they've used, and it's kind of tried and true, mm-hmm. which is great. And he's doing this, you know, out of his compassion in his heart for the Lord. Mm-hmm. The beauty is like Florida Capital Project is also a part of the Florida Family Council or the Florida Family Policy Council.
Yes.
Florida yes. Family Policy Council. So you may have saw that tag on Kevin Beard's lower third there. That is what is funding these kind of things and helping. And if you haven't gone to their website, I wish I put a graphic up for it, but they actually have, like, if you don't know who to vote for, they have a voter's guide, and it kind of breaks down what each person's view is. It doesn't necessarily tell them who to vote for, but in a way it does.
But it gives you the resource of knowing.
At least you're getting more informed. Yeah. But I told them, I said, look, man, there are sheep out there. I don't understand it. I don't get it, but sometimes I don't have the time to research, but I want to make sure my vote counts for what I believe is important. And
yeah, it's backed by the Bible.
You may not know necessarily pick the right thing, and you don't know why or why not. And after doing research, you may be still confused because some of that stuff is legal jargon, and it's almost confusing. And so they make it kind of wordy, so you might make the wrong choice. I would not mind somebody telling me this is what we should vote for if I can know that I can trust their
right,
counsel.
Right.
And so I'm telling pastors, you can endorse a candidate. You can endorse people.
We asked about that. I mean,
like they specifically told us directly, if you are a pastor from the pulpit, your First Amendment.
As a pastor.
As yes. a pastor, not as an organization.
Right.
You can't say our our church backs this person.
Right.
But as a person, you can back a candidate, you can back a policy, you can back everything. So teach your disciples, those who are in your reach, how to vote, who to vote for. There's nothing wrong with saying this is a candidate you support and biblically why.
Right. And even if you, I mean, without saying like you should vote for this person, I mean, it's more so I'm voting for this person because of this.
No, I mean, they really can specifically say them, I endorse this person.
Well, you could do that, but I can't do that. But
they can. It's legal.
But
they're not going to lose their 501(c), okay?
Right. And I think that there's such a line there, and they get really, really afraid to like not say anything at all. So they just don't say anything at all. And I think it's important that we are educating people, and we are giving them the resources that they need so that they can make an educated decision. And we shouldn't be afraid to be able to say, I do support this person because they support XYZ, and this is why I support them. It is a little tricky within nonprofit organizations, even here, you know, at the radio station.
Hear us endorse anybody because we've honored, you know,
WAPN
and Shelley.
Yes, yes.
We respect them. Where God has placed us. And I don't know, maybe Shelley doesn't know all the ins and outs of what can and cannot be done. And in fear, we as Christians, we back off a lot of times in arguments, yeah. Because we're afraid. And we're afraid to lose people at the church. I mean, Chrissy, if they don't come back to a meeting or a Bible study because they're offended, what is the best thing they should do?
Well, they should absolutely come to you because the Bible says that if you have an offense with your brother, you should take it to them quickly. That's how we're supposed to handle it. You know, because here's the deal. Offenses are going to come. Why did you have to start this? Offenses are going to come.
Sorry,
guys.
Guess what? This is a fire, boy.
I know. I totally posted on social media today.
I saw that.
Did you see it? I posted something, but then I did a hashtag, and the hashtag is pastors are people too. Hashtag. Because I think whenever you're a leader, you're a pastor, you're in an organization, people hold you to such standard that they begin to.
But then I did a hashtag, and the hashtag organization, sorry. People hold you.
I totally was going to share that, but
you messed me up. So I think that people look at you through this magnifying glass lens, but if you tried to do the same thing back to them, they'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, hey, you're judging me. But here's the thing. We should be holding each other accountable, yes. And when things arise, because guys, guess what? We are flesh and blood. We all bleed red. And you know what? And none of us perfect except for Jesus. And so when things come up, when problems happen, please go to that person, talk to them and say, hey, I mean, don't go over there and like attack them, but go up to them and say, hey, listen, I'm like really bothered by this. Like, help me out with this. Like, walk me through it. Like, you know, how can we change this? How can we make things better? Like, how can we move forward? You know, because nothing ever gets better unless you actually confront a problem. You'll never solve one if you don't present it to
someone. Ooh, preach, right? Girl. So preach. Now, wait a minute. I got to preach a little bit on this one. All right? I got something for you.
Okay.
The Bible clearly says, and this is, look, folks, I'm not saying I know everything. I know some things. And it's very important that you know this.
Yeah.
If you have an offense with your brother, the Bible says, take your offering, do not lay it on the altar, go quickly to your brother and make it right.
Yeah.
It is not a little thing. It is a big thing. He said that the root of bitterness will defile many.
Right.
And when you have an offense, you spring forth bitterness. You spew it on everybody. And let me tell you, I have been church hurt. I got more bitterness and junk that I've dealt with from church people than ever anybody else in my life.
Ever I did in the world.
What'd you just say?
When I was in the world.
Oh, in the world. Yeah. It's easy to get offended at church people
because
they're going to step on your toes.
But when we were in the world, and this may just be me, But when we were in the world, like, we didn't, nobody was afraid to say anything to anybody.
Right. Like, and then you're like the most offended person.
Yeah, it was like, but nobody was really getting offended every 2 seconds. So either, you know what I mean?
I don't know
how we got on this topic. We totally squirreled over off of politics.
Yeah, but I got this awesome guy, and he's a local dude named Chase Tramon.
Oh, he's amazing.
He is awesome. And he has been at the Hope Rally. He spoke at the Hope Rally.
Yep.
This year he'll be at National Day of Prayer, yep, most likely. I mean, God willing, I mean, he's kind of agreed to go, but I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I'm privy to a lot of information. So if you don't want me to know, tell me. So, or if you don't want me to tell people, don't tell me. So,
or just
tell me not to tell people.
Yeah, whatever. And then he'll keep his mouth shut.
He's an awesome man of God. I want to bring him in. Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
Well, that's a heavy question. You think about all the things that need to be done in society, but I guess I'll kind of do what Jesus did. You know, he's the ultimate role model, and what he did was
I asked him what we should do.
And it seems to me that every time that he was asked about something or he was teaching something, he would always use the phrase "one another," love one another, forgive one another, accept one another, serve one another. I don't think in the political arena should be any different than the professional arena, or the personal arena, or the home life, or the church, or anywhere else. I think everything comes down to how you treat your fellow man. Do you love them?
So good.
Do you serve them? You know, Jesus said, "I did not come to be served, but rather to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." He also said that just as the Father has sent me, I send you also. So I think that that's, it doesn't matter whether it's in politics or in your personal life. The greatest advice is always going to be, what can you do to uplift somebody else? You know, the world teaches us that in order for us to get ahead in life, if you want to succeed,
can you tell he pastors a church?
You got to step on somebody else to get there. Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, of course, gives us the exact opposite approach. He says that if you want to be successful, if you want to make it to the top, help somebody else get there as well. And I think that's the ultimate showing of who Christ is and how we reflect his love, how we reflect his service in others, is what we do for one another. And I'd also say, I guess from a political standpoint, let's not get complacent. You absolutely don't want to just sit here and relax and think that, okay, we're passing all these great bills, we're winning here in the state of Florida, that we should just, you know, resolve to say, okay, we've made it to the top. I've always believed, even as a coach, I used to say to my players, if you ever think that you've made it to the point where you've arrived, you're on your way down.
So you constantly have to
be growing and maturing and keeping that competitive edge. So as believers, and particularly in the political arena, you've got to be tough. And I always tell people, listen, we treat people with kindness and compassion, just as the Lord told us to.
Don't
mistake that kindness for weakness. And we can't allow ourselves to be pushed over and be pushed aside. We have to stand up for what is right, stand up for what we believe, stand up for what we know is to be truth. And truth is not just truth on Sunday. It's every bit as true on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as it is on Sunday morning. So I guess my insight and my encouragement for all of us to be, keep the main thing the main thing. And what is the main thing? Very simple. Love the Lord and serve one another.
Amen.
Okay, can you pause it, though? Can you pause it right there? Yeah, because a couple of things. Really, really quick.
If you know about what's going on.
Okay,
yeah.
You see the pictures in the background? Okay.
That's good.
That is his beautiful family.
Come on.
Okay, that's his. There, he has.
He's about to have a kid.
Yes,
he has. Wait, he might have had one since now. Am I throwing it out there?
Yes, okay. So that's his beautiful family. It is continuing to grow. His wife, Stacy, is pregnant. I believe that she has not had the baby as of yet, I believe. But his mom just passed away a couple of weeks ago, and he is there in committees. This is hard. Guys, he pastors a church locally in New Smyrna, okay? And he's fighting for biblical rights.
Come on.
Fighting for Jesus.
Amen.
In a political arena. And he does it with boldness and he does it with grace. And we should be praying for that man.
Hallelujah.
We should be praying for that man.
We are going to run out of time, honey. Well, we got two more people to hear from.
We might
I'm excited because I want to hear from them. And what's so cool about what you said is he put his own family's needs aside in this moment during session to be our support, to be our voice in this political atmosphere that is, you know, Florida, they keep saying, it's great here. We've got so many good things going and our bills are the ones getting passed, the ones that we find important as Christians. That's not everywhere. That's not all the time. No,
it's not. And it's not forever. Like, we have to continue to keep fighting to keep those things going, just like he was saying. You know, you can't just lay back steam now. You know, we need to keep going. We need to keep pushing. And, you know, it with Chase, and he would tell you this if you he was sitting across from you, he couldn't do anything that he was doing without his amazing support of his family, his wife. His wife is a beautiful, beautiful soul. She's so very sweet, and she really supports him in everything that he does and believes in him. And he'll tell you, without her, he wouldn't be able to do it at all. And, of course, without, you know, God as his strength and his center, you know. So,
amen. So let's hear from Doug Bankson, representative here. He's an amazing man of God. Also pastors a church.
Yes, he is pastor.
In a different part of the state, which I wish I knew where District 39 was. But
let's hear it.
Hey, greetings to everybody. I just want to encourage you as believers. God has called us to be salt and light. And that doesn't stop at the courthouse door in the political arena. There's been doctrine over the centuries that has tried to push us out. I believe, like Paul said, it's one of those doctrines of demons. Because Jesus was involved in the civic arena. He cared about the practical things that brought people to the spiritual things. So I want to encourage you to be involved in this process. And remember, the Bible says, he that wins souls is wise. Now, we think about the eternity of our souls. But a soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. You can win somebody over in their thoughts, in their reasoning, by being winsome, by sitting down with your neighbors. Each one, reach one, as they say. It's the same with the things that we're standing for, because right now it's so important that we stand for our families, our values, the faith, so and the good freedom that brought us to this place. Again, it's a baton passed to us. There are those who gave their all that we can have the freedom that we have. We need to do the same to make sure we maintain that and hand that to our children. So thank you for being involved. Thank you for listening to a podcast just like this, and to be stirred up and go out and reach somebody else, and let's stand for what's right.
Amen. I love what he says. He talks about our future generations.
Come on.
Like, we're not just fighting for what's happening right now, but we're also fighting for our children, what they're going to have to be fighting for. How hard are they going to have to fight? Because
we didn't let guard up. We didn't put our guard up. Come on.
Right.
Truth right there. We need a fire in us.
Absolutely. When you build a wall, you don't build it for one day and knock it down the next day. You build a wall and you continue to tend to that wall and make sure that wall is strong. And whenever it needs a repair, you repair that wall so that it'll last for generations and generations to come.
Amen.
We need to be doing the same thing. We need to be building the wall, and we need to be supporting one another in it in whatever way we possibly can. So you have another one?
I do. But Kevin Beard said something. And he said something that's really just, it's echoing in my mind. It's so cool. Kevin, right here from the family, Florida Family Policy Council, he quoted a verse, righteousness exalts a nation. We as a nation are crumbling. We as a nation are falling to our knees. We are being taken over by so many things that our government can't handle what it's set out to do, because righteousness.
Oh my gosh, hold on tight, babe, because I'm about to preach. It's because we've given it up, though. We've given it up. And a lot of us as Christians, we sit on the sidelines to say, oh man, how can, as you know, how can this, our country get so far away from biblical standpoint? You know what I mean? Like, well, this and this and this is going on and all this confusion and da 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 da. Well, guess what? We let it happen because the enemy has no authority over God's people. He has no authority unless we give it to them. So if we want to see change, we better get off of our humps and we better start making it happen, and we better go with boldness in the name of Jesus and rebuke the devourer and tell him to kick bricks, and we will see our country go back to the way it was intended to be when God created it. Sorry.
Woo!
Sorry.
Woo! Can I get a woo woo?
You're getting me fired up now.
I love it.
Getting me fired up.
Now, if you're not fired up by the end of this, and we got something for you right now. Dean Black gave us a point blank.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait. Just, you know.
Let's see.
Fire. Fire.
Hi, I'm Representative Dean Black from Florida's House District 15. And I want to ask you a question. What have you done to help ensure that we have righteous government in this time of polarization and difficulty in our nation? The Bible says for us to seek wise advice and counsel. And I'm here to ask each of you, provide your counsel. We need
There's
to hear from men and women of
faith
as we govern. Government of the people should be by the people. That's you.
That's right.
And there are way too many voices of darkness.
Me and you, babe.
And so I'm asking
you,
would you please be voices of light? We're not alone, and we know that. You must be present to win. Thank you. God bless you. Be engaged in your government. The greatest days of our nation lie ahead, if only we will work for it and to his honor and glory.
Amen.
Fire, man.
So good.
Fire.
It's so awesome to see, like, God-fearing representatives in our Capitol.
So he said something. He said, we need to be a light in the darkness.
Right.
Here's the problem. Sometimes we're shining darkness rather than light.
That's true.
And we need to know the word of God. Your dad, we teach a Bible study on
Tuesday nights.
On what night?
Tuesday nights.
Oh, Tuesday night. Yeah, yeah. Tuesday night, which some people are getting baptized tomorrow. So if you ain't coming, you should come tomorrow. Very exciting. We teach that Bible study, and Pastor Bob there, his heart is to get people to read their word, because God's word, once it gets into you, you do become the light. The problem is that we don't understand the word enough sometimes, and we have our own doctrines and our own thoughts and our own theologies and our own sometimes justifications, let's be honest. And those justifications are, if we're spewing that out instead of the righteousness of God, because righteousness, what? Exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. And so if we let sin reign in our body or in the country we live in or our society or in our church, we're going to be, I think, a curse. We're going to let the curse back. If we have faith in Jesus, we no longer are under the curse of sin.
Right.
Right? So if you have sinned, confess your sin to God. Make an effort to make it right with the Lord and to pursue what? Righteousness.
Yeah.
It's all right that you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of the story of Christ, the message of Christ. Look, if you have a lot of junk in your life, you're the perfect candidate to come to Christ. You don't have to clean yourself up. You don't have to clean yourself up before you come to church. Even if you got wrong doctrine, wrong theology, you can come to church and God wants to deal with you. And it's those friction moments, right?
Yeah.
That lead us to knowing God deeper and to being you know, in the righteous path of light.
Right. And it takes more than just going to church. I mean, a lot of times we find ourselves, we take, you know, we take our lantern, we go to church, we fill it up with oil and the light's all, you know, glowing bright. And then we go home and we put our lantern in our houses, right? And it burns and burns and burns throughout the week and throughout the week. The lantern never moves. It stays right there in the house. And it burns and burns and burns and burns until the oil gets real low. And then we go back to church again on Sunday the next week. And we fill it back up with oil, right? But we're not taking the lantern out in the highways and the byways. We're not taking it out in the political arenas. We're not taking it out in the schools, standing up for our kids. You know, we're not taking it to the grocery store because we allow the enemy to put a lot of fear in our lives that keeps us from shining the light in a dark world. And we can't do that, guys. We have got to be a light in the dark world. So we challenge you guys, get out there, shine your light bright, get involved, stand for righteousness, investigate and educate yourself when it comes to your political leaders. Pray for them because they need your prayers. But don't just sit back and do something or do nothing. Do something. We love you guys so much. Again, I'm Christina Amos. This is my husband, Jesse Amos. You're watching Can I Get a Witness? We hope you guys will tune in again next week. Like, comment, and subscribe. Let us know what you think and what you'd like us to talk about. And we'll see you guys again next week. Peace.
Christian Club coming soon. Christian Club coming soon. Christian Club coming soon.
'Cause like that Toby Mac song, light shine bright everywhere you go.